Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. What is truth today, and how can we know? Written and read by Dennis Piller. Every once in a while, a truth just hits you at a more profound level. In this case, a truth I've always known, but the understanding of it found a deeper patch of understanding, or perhaps better said, a deeper path of revelation. That happened this week as I read one of my most studied pieces of scripture, Ephesians 6:14-17. Stand therefore. If you recall the famous scripture in verse 10, that in the midst of this great battle, we are to be standing when the dust settles, standing no matter what, standing because we have put on the whole armor of God. And you, like me, know this scripture. In fact, that's part of the problem with familiarity. It has become so familiar, we often fail to really acknowledge the truth of it, the historicalness of it, the game changer it should be to us. Somehow, in that familiarity, it becomes dismantled, minimized, almost relegated to the level of rhetoric. A real truth that has lost its sting to move us, shape us, and inspire us by the magnitude of it. How is that possible or even conceivable when you're discussing a foundational truth, a true pillar of our faith? Standing, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. What truth is that pivotal, that ground-shaking? I thought to myself, there are a lot of areas of truth. Integrity, character, faith, forgiveness, grace. There are so many. But is that true? What is the foundation of them all? Lord, help us today to be enlightened by your Holy Spirit of truth, that we may come to understand more completely, more faithfully, more transformingly the ultimate truth behind the truth of this scripture and the ultimate truth that it refers to. When we consider the contrast of the so-called truth of the days we live in to the truth of God, how can you compare the two? Truth is so subjective today. When did that happen? Since when is truth left to the whims and inclinations of the individual? But it has. The truth today is what you feel, what feels good to you. Some feel that real truth has become unattainable. But the truth is, who really even cares anymore? And somehow the world ends up comparing God's truth to man's truth. Isn't that reasonable? What is your definition of lunacy? Satan is the father of all lies, deceit, and half-truths. How many centuries of whittled-down truth does it take to get to perversion and an absolute abomination of truth? Who can even know what pure truth looks like today? How do we gird ourselves with the truth described here? Gird it, fasten it, or know its strength. In Ephesians 1:13, look at this. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, and it hit me. The word of ultimate truth is the gospel. The truth is Jesus Christ and him alone. There is no other truth, none at all, that doesn't pass through the filter of that truth. Jesus crucified, the hope of glory. Okay, Dennis, I've always understood that. So what is the revelation here? It caused me to think that when I consider any crossroad, any decision, any thought, any right or wrong, left or right, forward or backward, the only truth is Jesus. Not any book or quotation or philosophy, but Jesus. And 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen," which means yes, "ascends to God for his glory." The first measure of the ultimate truth is the heart of the gospel. Jesus crucified for each of us personally. How does what you're about to do, think, and believe stand in the filter of God's ultimate truth, which is the gospel? Paul is saying there is nothing else. There's nothing more to consider or to be tempted in. There's no tilt or bent or subjective derivative to sway your thinking. So stop it. It's a lie, a perversion, and a rabbit trail of half-truths. And then he says to believe his truth. The gospel truth is the only truth. He says to gird your waist with it, to prepare yourself for it, to study it, to meditate on it, because truth holds all of the other parts of the armor together. How can there be righteousness and holiness without a true absolute truth? Christ Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8:32. That can only happen when we are supernaturally born again of the Spirit, called by God from the beginning of time to know the only truth, Jesus crucified, buried and raised from the dead, and one day all things will bow to him because he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other. There cannot be other truths without the gospel, because it's the only truth. If you can get your head and heart around that today, it will change you forever. Change your life, your family, your future, your destiny, your holiness and righteousness forever. And I pray that you do.